It's 52 degrees, light rain continuing to fall here at 8:55, and it's time to check on commodity markets this morning. Let's bring in Bill Gentry with Risk Management Commodities over in Lafayette, Indiana. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Brian. Glad to be with you again. Looks like our markets are kind of defensive overnight and early this morning, but we're still cautiously optimistic that a recovery could still develop over time. The crude market is down about 20 cents, and the dollar trade is up for this morning, given the markets a little bit of a headwind. We did not see any sales announced on the USDA's overnight reporting system, so mildly disappointed there. Current price action, December corn down 1.25 at 363.5. Next July is 389.5, down 1.5. And next December is 398, down 1.25. Keep in mind that $4 mark for next year's December corn is kind of a target for getting some sales established. Soybeans for November, currently in delivery, 834, up a half. January beans down, well, actually just turned steady at 846.75. And next November is down one cent at 899.5. Looking at Chicago wheat, December is currently down 7.25 at 492.5. March wheat's 510 even at down 7.5, and next July is 529 even, down 7.5 as well. Kansas City wheat's down 7.25 at 487.5 base December, and next July is 536.25, down 6.75. Minneapolis wheat currently down 3 basis December at 568.5, and next September is 604.5, down 1.5. Livestock trade, climbing with hogs up about a half a dollar and cattle steady to 25 cents higher. First notice day for November beans today had 13 contracts delivered. Demand for our markets continues to disappoint, but we're cautiously optimistic that that tide could turn one of these days. Updated USDA supply-demand numbers due out next Thursday. Trade estimates will likely be out early next week. Looking at the charts, a little intimidating in the corn market. It looks like a potential little head and shoulders starting to figure it up on the charts. I don't necessarily think it's going to be a new contract lows or new lows for the move, but a little bit of downside weakness looks like it is in order. Soybeans trying to recover a little bit here this morning, but the move is fairly mature to the downside. It, like wheat, looks like it's basically trying to work down towards new lows, but it hasn't quite happened yet. The wheat market has broken down. Our demand piece for that is trying to improve, but it's not there yet. I do not think we need to make new lows for the wheat, but as I said, demand is a little bit lacking. Other than that, don't have much new and exciting. We hope everybody has a nice, relaxing day.
All right. Thank you very much, Bill. That's Bill Gentry joining us from Risk Management Commodities over in Lafayette, Indiana. It is 8:58 and 51 degrees outside our studios in Urbana. Thanks for being with us here on this Wednesday morning.